Well, finally today we see some movement from the European Commission when they announced there'd be an 80 million Europe-wide package for aid to private storage to store both beef and dairy products while demand is low. But unfortunately, it is still a very, very minimal intervention from the EU, and the response either from the national government or the EU government has no way reflected the real problems that are in farming at the moment as a result of the coronavirus restrictions and the real price reductions that farmers have taken. And what we really need to see very quickly is some emergency financial aid measures which would be European-led, working with the national government to actually deliver financial aid, as has happened in the past, to farmers to reflect the fact that prices have been very low and that they, like every other sector of our economy which has been affected, needs to be supported at this time.
You have been sceptical in the past, even before this pandemic, about, you know, the EU Commission's, you know, response to different things. Is this pandemic, you know, going to really change things in this regard?
Well, the coronavirus is bringing particular problems and particular difficulties that are very different to before, but the impact in terms of reduced market prices have been similar, and similar to what we've seen in the past in other instances. And there are measures for that reason at European level within the Common Agricultural Policy to deliver financial aid to support the farming sector when that happened. We have seen a good response by and large in terms of supporting people who have lost their jobs and in terms of bringing some support to businesses as well. But likewise, we need to see a similar response now in terms of supporting the farming sector. And while today's announcement of some aid to private storage funding is welcome, it's nowhere near enough, and we need to see proper, more comprehensive follow-on measures in terms of financial aid from the EU to support the farming sector, which is under a lot of pressure at the moment and will be for the next number of weeks as well.